The Camel Screen Guild Theater. Our stars, Kirk Douglas, Marilyn Maxwell, Ruth Roman, and Jimmy Lydon. Our play, Champion. Our hosts, the makers of Camel cigarettes.
How mild
can a cigarette be? Smoke Camels and see.
Not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels. That's what noted throat specialists reported in a coast-to-coast test of hundreds of people who smoked only Camels for 30 days. That's how mild Camels are.
Make a note. Remember your throat. Try Camels today.
And now, while you discover the smoking enjoyment of Camel cigarettes, for your listening enjoyment, the Camel Screen Guild Theater presents one of the outstanding stories of the year. A story with a punch in every scene and every line, and with the stars who made it so tremendous on the screen. The Camel Screen Guild players bring you Kirk Douglas as Midge Kelly, Marilyn Maxwell as Grace, Ruth Roman as Emma, Jimmy Lydon as Connie Kelly, and Elliot Lewis as Haley in Stanley Kramer's magnificent production, Champion.
A champion, that's what he is, the champion. Yes, it's a great story, all right. Great. Too bad no one knows it but me. I guess it really started that day on the road. My brother Midge and I were bumming our way to the coast. Cars going by like they didn't even see us, and my bad leg starting to hurt like the devil. Then this big convertible comes along, and maybe the driver notices I'm lame. Anyway, he pulls up and waits for us, and the blonde that's with him doesn't seem to like it.
Johnny, for the love of Pete.
What's the difference, Grace? We got plenty of room.
Thanks, Victor. Thanks a lot.
In the back.
Right. Hop in, Connie. Okay.
Now, where are you guys going?
L.A.
We're going as far as Kansas City.
Oh, swell.
Kind of rugged being on the bum, huh?
Well, we're not on the bum. We got a business waiting for us in California.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the truth. I'll show you here. Take a look at this picture.
That's it.
The Step-In Roadside Cafe. That fellow there was my buddy in the Navy. He sold us a third interest, my brother and me.
Ought to be okay.
Yeah. Like to look at it, ma'am?
No, thanks.
Don't mind her. She's a little on edge. You see, I'm Johnny Dunn, the middleweight. I'm fighting in KC tonight.
Oh, hey,
look,
Johnny.
You guys maybe could pick up a little eating money at the fight. Hustling drinks and...
We'll hustle anything. Thanks for the tip. Of course, if the lady's got any objections.
Not at all.
Are you kidding? I got no jobs for strangers. All my soft drink boys been around for years.
Come on, Midge, let's go.
You guys think you can walk in here off the road?
Okay.
Hey, yo, wait a minute.
Me?
Yeah, you. How much do you weigh?
Why?
You look like about 165. You want to make yourself $35?
35? How?
Go in for one of my fighters that didn't show up. Go four rounds with Siggy Mendoza. He'll take it easy. He'll carry you. What do you say?
Sure.
Okay, I'll get you some clothes.
Midge, you crazy? You'll get your ears knocked off.
Honey, for $35, I'd get my head knocked off.
Midge got it, all right. He got his head knocked off. But he lasted four rounds, taking terrific punishment. Taking it and smiling. He was still smiling when the last bell sounded. I helped him out of the ring, and on the way back to the dressing room...
Hey, Kelly!
Huh?
I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
What about?
My name's Haley, Tommy Haley. Maybe you heard of me?
No.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I saw you fight, if you could call it that. What you don't know would fill a book, but you got guts. If you're willing to learn, I'll manage you.
No, thanks. That's not for me.
A lot of money in the fight game. If you change your mind and you're in L.A.,
sure.
You can always find me at Brady's gym.
Sure. Brady's gym, yeah. L.A. Yeah, thanks. Connie, when we get to L.A., all I want to find is the Step-In Cafe.
We found it, all right, on the coast road near Malibu. We told the girl behind the counter who we were, and she just stared at us. Stared at us like we were crazy, and then she called...
Lou, come out here quick.
Emma, what's all the shouting for?
Ah, the cook. Well, come on, hustle up something special for the new bosses.
What's the joke? I'm not selling this place.
Look, my brother and me bought a share in this joint from Bud Tyler a month ago. Get it?
Oh.
Yeah.
You're the one that got it. In the neck. Bud sold this place to five different guys.
What?
Only trouble was he didn't own it.
What?
This is my place. I own it. If you're looking for trouble, you'll get it. Now get out of here.
Well, I'm trying to pull
Midge,
him.
Midge, he's got a gun.
We better go. All right.
Hey, wait a minute. Huh? Hey, you guys want a job, you can have it. $100 a month for both of you and a place to bunk out back. Only one thing. Stay away from my daughter.
We grabbed the job. It was the best offer we'd had. Lou never had to worry about me. I'd always been sort of shy with girls. My leg, I guess. But Midge was different. I think she was a little scared at first, but after a while he had her talking and laughing, and then warm nights after we'd closed, they'd slip outside and go down to the beach.
Midge, Why don't you ever smile? Why aren't you happy?
Happy? Hard to be happy when you're poor. I've been poor all my life. Real poor. You know what real poor is? Cold poor. Hungry poor.
No, not like that.
Listen, my old man ran away when I was 4 years old. My old lady couldn't keep me in County Bow, so I went to the orphanage till I was old enough to work. I used to dream about finding my father someday and beating his head off. You know, kid stuff.
Well, I guess we're a lot alike. I mean, well, my mother ran away, too. I used to hate her when I was small. But now I think I can understand a lot of things.
Well, I don't hate the old man anymore. Maybe he knew what he was doing, the way things are.
How are they?
How are they? It's every man for himself, and nice guys don't make money. That's the way things are.
Oh, no, they're not. Not only.
Ah, you don't know. But I'm going to get somewhere. I'm not going to be a hey you all my life. I want to hear people call me mister. I'm going to make something of myself.
You will. It's getting late.
Huh? Yeah.
It really is getting late.
I know. See you later.
I don't know if Lou ever found it.
Later.
Oh, Mitch. Mitch.
Hello, baby.
Where's Connie?
Going for a walk.
Mitch, I feel so sneaky. What are we going to tell Lou?
What? Tell him what?
About us, that we're going to be married.
What?
Aren't we?
Married? I don't know. I wouldn't be able to. Well, look, we haven't got any money or anything. You know, it'd be bad for both of us.
Bad?
Well, sure. Oh, honey, this isn't the time for it. We're not ready yet. But why can't we go along the way we are, huh? You know how I feel about you.
Oh, Mitch. Mitch.
I thought so.
Lou.
You little tramp. You got your mother's blood in you.
Now, wait a minute.
And you.
No, Lou. We're going to be married.
What do you mean? We're...
Yeah. You're going to be married tonight.
Midge, I didn't want it this way. It's not a good way for a marriage to start, but it can be good. I'll make it good. I'll make you happy.
I'm leaving.
Running out, huh?
There's nothing you can do about it now.
Nothing I want to do now. I've done what's right. I don't care anymore about either of you.
Come on, Connie.
Look, Midge, you're married to her. You can't
married.
Run out.
You call that a marriage? It was a frame-up. The two of them cooked it up.
Midge, you...
Listen, I'm tired of being pushed around. Plenty tired of it. You think so much of her, you stay with her. But I'm getting out now. You coming along or not?
Okay, Midge.
So you came to L.A., huh? And you finally got around to Brady's gym. Why?
Because I couldn't find a job, Mr. Haley. Well, not the kind of a job I want. Well, you told me to look you up, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, kid, you want some advice? The fight game stinks. No kidding. Take a deep breath. It stinks in here, doesn't it? And it's not sweat. It's no good.
Well, then why do you stay in
it? Well, with some guys, it's a bottle. Me, I like to watch a couple of good boys in action. Here, kid, I'll stake you to $5. You go on.
$5. Keep it. Listen, you told me there was money in the fight game. You take me on, and I'll make plenty for both of us.
You will, huh?
You bet I will.
All right, I'll take you on.
Okay.
But get this straight. You're going to work harder than you ever worked before. You're going to work until your bones hurt, till you learn how to break the other fellow's bones, till you learn every dirty trick in the business.
And then?
Then, maybe, I'll toss you in the ring and see what you can do.
Now, a brief intermission and time for a smoke.
How mild can a cigarette be? Smoke Camels and see.
Yes, friends, smoke Camels and see how enjoyable they are. You'll like the rich, full flavor of Camel's costly tobaccos, choice tobaccos, properly aged and expertly blended. And you'll like Camel's cool, cool mildness. In a coast-to-coast test, hundreds of people smoked only Camels for 30 days, averaging 1 to 2 packs a day. Each week, noted throat specialists examined the throats of these smokers, and they reported not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels. That's how mild Camels are.
Make a note. Remember your throat. Try Camels today.
The Camel Screen Guild players present Kirk Douglas, Marilyn Maxwell, Ruth Roman, Jimmy Lydon, and Elliot Lewis in the second act of Champion.
That first fight, that's what scared me. Watching Midge in the ring, watching his face, his eyes on fire like he wanted to kill. I mentioned it to him, and he laughed at me, laughed and talked me out of it.
You're talking kid stuff, Connie, crazy stuff. Listen, I just want to fight, that's all. You hear that crowd? For the first time in my life, people cheering for me. Were you deaf? Didn't you hear them? Oh, Connie, wake up. Smell the coffee. Smell the steaks. We're not hitchhiking anymore, Connie. We're riding. A couple of years, I'll be fighting guys like Johnny Dunn. Well, a couple of years, we'll be in New York. Boy, you know what they get for ties in this town? $18.
I know.
Hey, look. Here's the boss.
Hi.
Fight all set, Tommy? What'd they tell you downtown?
They gave me a big, tall drink, patted me on the back, and told me to drop dead.
Huh?
The boys say you can't beat Dunn.
What do you mean I can't beat Dunn?
You can't beat him. Dunn's been waiting for years for a crack at the title, and he's a big draw. Champ's an old man, and he's tired. So you lose, and Dunn wins, and then goes on to grab the title.
I lose? You mean I toss the fight?
Or it's off. That's the way they want it.
Who cares what they want?
Look, they're the control. They own the business.
Well, they don't own me?
That's open to question. Listen, Midge, I'm not telling you to do it. But if you don't, they'll mark us minus, and you'll be fighting in the sticks until your beard's long enough to reach the rosin box.
What kind of a stinking, filthy world? 3 years. Work like a slave, build the muscles, build the wind, live like a monk, beat your brains out. And then the fat bellies with the big tall drinks, they tell you you're still a bum. And I can beat them. You know I can beat them.
Midge, you're the best fighter I ever had. You're a great fighter. But if you want to stay here, close to the real money, this is the one you lose. It's up to you. What's it going to be?
I lose.
He was still pretty mad when he got in the ring. The biggest crowd we'd ever had, and he was licked before he even started the fight. He was licked until the first bell rang. I could see the change come over him. The same old look, the murder in his face. Dunn was caught off balance. He never had a chance. Midge was like a crazy man, hitting everything and everyone that ever hurt him. It only took 4 rounds.
Mitch Kelly!
I did it.
I did it, Tommy.
Come on, let's get out of here.
We're on top now, Tommy. No more of that. Hey, wait a minute. Hello, baby. The number's Skyler. 78941. Let's go, Tommy.
Who was that?
Old friend of mine. Johnny Dunn's girl. Oh, look, Tommy. No use being sore.
Yeah.
I didn't do it on purpose. Look, I was all set to play ball, but I don't know. When I got in the ring, something happened.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll have to try and find some way of squaring things downtown.
Listen, we don't need them. The papers got me matched with the champ already.
Since when are they signing anybody to fight?
But they can force those guys.
Yeah. All right, get the phone.
Hello. Who? Yeah. Sure. Well, why should we wait? What's the matter with now? Yeah. Well, let's say, about 15 minutes.
Going out, Midge?
Yeah, Tommy, I just made a date.
Who with?
Old friend of mine, Johnny Dunn's girl.
Yeah, Midge had her, all right. And she had Midge. The only trouble was, Grace was expensive and Midge had no dough. Haley couldn't square the rap, couldn't get him a fight. And I guess she must have kept working on him and working on him.
Listen, Kelly, you're a big boy now. You need spending money. Remember, I'm expensive. All you have to do is go see this friend of mine. He's got an inn downtown. He'll pay the boys off and then he'll make it back as your manager.
I've got a manager.
He got an appendix, too, but it'll never make you rich. Oh, please, Midge. Will you do it for me?
No.
Then get yourself a liquor license and a television set. You're through.
Hey, see the paper, Midge? Walker says you're going to get a title fight.
He's right.
Hmm? How do you know?
Because I went in and got it, that's how. I didn't feel like going back to the sticks.
Well, I'll take my hat off to you.
And that's not all you take off. I've been thinking you take off too much. For the little you can do for me now, 25% is way too much.
Oh, I hear you right.
You hear me right.
So that's the way it is. A little sudden for me. I always thought that you...
Hey, Midge, did you see what Walker says about... Oh, what's the matter?
Nothing, Connie. It's a celebration. Midge is getting his shot at the title, and he's got himself a new manager. A blonde.
All right, Haley, get out of here.
Sure. I'm on my way. What right did I have to expect anything else? I know the racket. I guess I can't keep away from it. Like to watch a good boy in action. So long, Connie. Keep your left up.
It's a rib. Midge, you threw him out. I had to do it. I had to sign with Harris. It was our only chance. Well, how many more years you think I got? You think that excuses it? This man was like a father to you. He fed you. He put shoes on your feet. He made you. And I made plenty for him. Who's been taking the punches, me or Haley?
Yeah, this rotten business.
Oh, lay off the business. It's like any other business. Only here the blood shows. Oh, Connie, you think the world is full of angels. Listen, it's time for you to grow up. Look, you and me. That's what's important. Nobody else.
Get away from me. What's happened to you? Nothing stands in your way anymore. First Emma, then Johnny Dunn, now Haley. You've got your own way of destroying people, and I don't want any part of it.
Well, who's twisting your arm?
Thanks, Midge. You made it easy for me.
Okay, go on. Feed yourself for a change. Find yourself a job. Go on. Go with Haley. Take your bleeding heart out of here.
Bleeding heart? Why, I...
Why, you... Okay, Midge. You're the champ.
Haley and I stuck together. We had a bond. We both hated something and couldn't stay away from it. So we're sitting ringside when Midge fought the champ and we were praying. Only our prayers didn't work.
And new champion of the world, Midge Scully!
was in all the newspaper columns after that. Midge Kelly, the champ, and his beautiful blonde. For a while, at least, it was the blonde. And then suddenly it was somebody else, and I guess the blonde didn't like that much.
Midge.
Oh. How'd you get in here, Gracie?
Stop calling me that.
What?
Say, what are you trying to pull?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. That runaround you've been giving me, that's what I mean. You and that redhead, that's what I mean.
Oh, is that what you mean? Yeah, you talk as if we were married.
Well, we're going to be. And tomorrow's as good a time as any.
Tomorrow? Say, that's dandy. Tomorrow, huh? Well, why not? You got as much chance of marrying me tomorrow as today, and that's no chance at all because... Guess what? I'm already married.
Married? You've been taking me for a sucker all this time.
Honey, you never asked me if I was married. Anyway, what's the difference? You did all right with me. So long.
Where are you going?
Out. I got a date with a lady.
Well, I'm going with you. You're not going to shake me now.
Yes, I am. You brushed me once. Now I'm brushing you for good. You better promote yourself another meal ticket.
Oh, no, no, Midge. Maybe it was that way in the beginning, but not now. Not anymore. It's the first time in my life. Please, Midge, I'll do anything.
Oh, why don't you call up Johnny Dunn? Say, did I tell you? I'm giving Johnny a return match. You ought to have plenty of dough.
All right, big shot. I'll make the biggest stink that's ever smelled in this town. I'll walk...
Oh, no. You're going to be a good little girl. Because if you aren't, I'll put you in the hospital for a long, long time. I got to change now. Don't be here when I come out.
And so he's fighting Johnny Dunn tonight. That's why Haley and I are here. And Grace, she's in the third row. At least that's three of us rooting for Johnny. Excuse me now, here we go.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, for the middleweight championship of the world. Midge Kelly versus Johnny Dunn. Both men come out fast, sparring, looking for an opening. Kelly leads to the head and it's blocked. Now a hard left and right to the body by Dunn. Kelly sends a sharp left to the body, follows up with the right. Dunn's on the clinch, and they wait. Now they're trading lefts. They're coming out for the fifth. A great fight so far. The champ seems to have a shade on Dunn, but Dunn is fast and game. They're mixing it up now, trading rights and lefts, and... Oh, there's that cut over Kelly's eye. This may be important. This may be the one. It's worse. That cut over Kelly's eye is worse, and Dunn is getting stronger all the time. He's giving a great exhibition tonight with nobody. No question about it now. Kelly is fading fast and taking a terrific beating. Dunn is working on Kelly's head on that bad eye. The champ's face is red and pulpy now. If it weren't for the championship, I'm sure they'd stop it. At any rate, it's never.
Why don't they stop it? Why don't they stop it?
What do you mean, stop it? This is what we've waited for, Tommy. Kill him, Johnny, kill him. Show him what it's like to... He's down. He's down. You got him, Johnny.
3, 4, 5, 6...
Don't get up, bitch.
7...
Don't try to get up.
8, 9...
He's up. He's going back in.
Hey, Tommy, look. A right cross. Johnny!
No, Johnny, no! Get up. Get up!
5, 6, 7...
Johnny! Get up!
9, 10... By the knuckle! The winner! And still champion of the world! Mitch!
Connie, look.
What?
Mitch, he's hurt. He's hurt bad. Get a doctor. I'll be in his dressing room. Midge.
We're on our way, Connie. We're on the gravy train.
Sure, kid, sure. Just lie down for a while.
You're talking kid stuff. Crazy stuff. Listen. I want to fight, that's all. For the first time in my life, people cheering for me. And you know, we're not hitchhiking anymore.
We're right.
Now take it easy, Midge.
Listen, Haley. Those big pot bubbles don't own me. I can beat them. You know I can beat them. I can beat Champ. I can...
Tommy. Tommy.
Midge. It's okay, kid. It's okay.
Say, Haley, can you give us the details?
He died in my arms. Brain hemorrhage.
Connie, how about you? Well, look, I know it's a bad time, but would you give me a statement about your brother?
A statement? From me? Sure.
Slow down, kid.
Yeah. He was a champion, and he went out like a champion. He was a credit to the fight game to the very end.
Our stars will return to the microphone in just a moment.
How mild can a cigarette be? Make the Camel 30-day test and you'll see. Smoke Camels and see.
You know, friends, the Camel 30-day test is as simple and pleasant as a test can be. All you do is smoke at your normal rate, but smoke only Camels. At the end of the 30 days, your throat will give you the answer. Yes, your throat will tell you just how mild a cigarette can be.
You know, there are Camel smokers in all walks of life. Among the millions are many, many doctors. More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette, according to a nationwide survey. 113,597 doctors were asked what cigarette they smoked. The brand named most was Camel.
And now the final round goes to our stars, Kirk Douglas, Marilyn Maxwell, Ruth Roman, and Jimmy Lydon. And Kirk, I know you'll forgive me if I tell you that the show was a knockout.
And Vern, I know you'll forgive me if I remind you that all of us in Hollywood are always in there punching for the greatest cause in our industry. The Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house and hospital, which received the benefits from this radio series. Am I right, girls? Mm-hmm.
That's right, Kirk. We're all in the same corner on that one.
Yes, Marilyn. And don't forget that the cause is ably seconded by our sponsor, the makers of Camel cigarettes. Each week, they send free cigarettes to veterans in hospitals throughout the country.
Yes, the Camel people have now sent more than 189 million free cigarettes to servicemen, servicewomen, and veterans. This week, the Camels go to Veterans Hospital, Nashville, Tennessee, U.S. Army Station Hospital, Fort Dix, New Jersey, and U.S. Marine Hospital, Chicago, Illinois.
Happy smoking, fellas. Your free cigarettes are on their way to you now with the compliments of Camel.
The Camel Screen Guild Theater is directed by Bill Lawrence. The adaptations are by Harry Cronman. Remember, every Thursday night, the Camel Screen Guild Theater. Next week, Camel Cigarettes bring you the laugh riot of the year. Yes, he's back again, the funniest man anywhere, Bob Hope. And this time, he's got Jane Russell with him in the hilarious picture, The Pale Face. It's a comedy carnival. Be sure to listen.
Champion was presented through the courtesy of Stanley Kramer, whose current release is Home of the Brave. Kirk Douglas will soon be seen in Young Man with a Horn. Ruth Roman's next release will be Beyond the Forest, both Warner Brothers pictures. Marilyn Maxwell will next be seen in the Universal International picture, Outside the Wall. Jimmy Lydon may be heard each week on his own radio show.
For fun and hilarity, don't miss Camel Cigarettes' other great show over these same stations. Tomorrow night, the Jimmy Durante Show with Don Ameche and Vera Vey. And remember, next Thursday night, the Camel Screen Guild Theater presents The Pale Face, starring Bob Hope and Jane Russell. This is Vern Smith speaking.
Join the gang at Duffy's Tavern, which follows immediately on NBC.